Hey, this week in People Kicking Robots, you can see bipedal robots now standing up for themselves, mostly even when they're pushed sideways. Haven't seen much of that until now. I mean, it has to react really quick not to, right there, falling over at that side position. These things are getting pretty good at standing upright. And you can see it really leans backwards to like push against the momentum in a way that seems... It's just so human. It's just getting so human so fast. Imagine the reverse one day, just a bunch of robots like kicking humans and seeing if they fall over, just testing us out, you know? Okay, so Morgan Stanley has a new estimate on how much money robotic workers will actually save big companies. And you can start by talking about their economic value, approximately $200,000 per unit over its working life. If you assume that it's taking out two human employees that are $25 per hour and it's costing about $5 per hour to run. Of course, there's a lot of questions not answered in that statement, and I feel like this commenter, Darimic.voice, pretty much captured all of them. What's the cost of producing a robot? How long does it work for? How do you dispose of the e-waste? Is it eco-friendly? How much pollution does the manufacturing and disposal of the old robot create? Someone's got to pay for that, right? You don't want to socialize the costs and privatize the gains. Does it decompose like organic material? And of course, there's a lot of questions about safety. I wouldn't mind getting some answers to first before mass deployment.